1. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to keep your remarks brief. If you have been called upon to speak in public, one of the best things you can do for your message and for your listeners is to say it as clearly as possible. If you are a regular listener of this podcast, you know that one of its defining features is brevity. I am a big fan of short things. That includes public remarks.
2.
Alas, when people are called upon to speak in public, it seems like in many cases they weren't expecting this, or else they didn't think it through. They have a point they think they would like to make, but they're not sure that they have made it, so they repeat it. Or they meander into other things, thanking folks more than once, and worrying about forgetting people, and then trying to make a joke about being nervous and, well, you've seen this. An audience that started out warm and interested winds up looking at their phones as the babbling goes on.
3.
A better approach is to be thoughtful, so you can be brief. If you know you will need to address a group, or there is a reasonable chance that this could happen, think about your point. What do you want the audience to remember? What's a good story or some evidence that could illustrate this point? Practice your talk. Time yourself. Try it again and see if maybe you can take out something that isn't helping.
4.
Pretend you had to pay $1 a word. Would all of those words be necessary? It's okay to write down notes if you don't think you will remember what you want to say. Reading from notes is better than stumbling around and forgetting things, than going back and distracting people from your point. If you have a few points you are going to make, it might help to say that up front, so people know what to expect and know that you will be brief, so it is worth listening to everything you say.
5.
I want to say 3 things I love about the groom. Then you tell a funny story to illustrate each point. Or, I am opposed to this new parking lot for 3 reasons, and just want to share some evidence on each of these in the 3 minutes I plan to talk. When the remarks are clear, coherent, and to the point, then people get the point. They can focus on the point instead of the scene the speaker is making.
6.
For the most part, when we are speaking to folks, the point is not us and our demeanor. It is what we are trying to convey. Now, I do understand that in some situations, people have to speak without much preparation at all. I was pondering this when Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby this year. Rich Strike entered the race with 80-1 odds. The horse's trainer and owner were probably not expecting to need to talk to the media afterwards about their victory, though I thought they did a reasonable job.
7.
That said, it can be fun to daydream, even in the face of the equivalent of 80-1 odds. You may never need to give a 90-second victory speech after winning something on a televised award show, but you might need to give some sort of thank you speech somewhere. Why not think about what that would be?
8.
If you'd like to give one piece of advice or one nugget that has been helpful to your success, why not think about that? How could you tell that story succinctly? When you think about what you want to say, you can make your point without the extraneous stuff that makes people stop listening. And when people listen to you, you will likely get to say more in the future.
9.
So keep your remarks brief. It's all about conveying something that matters and showing respect for the people you are speaking to. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time.